What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, whatever you're wearing or drinking or smoking or inserting an orifice.
Depending on some of that, depending.
Well, yeah.
If you're wearing a clan robe, go fuck yourself.
But thanks for the download.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate the fuck out of it.
Yeah,
we're gonna be here for the next couple of hours. I was doing something else while I was in the middle of the of the opening.
Like
so I was
on
autopilot. Yeah.
Oh God.
And then if I get thrown off, I'm like, I gotta rewind a little bit.
You know, I can't send a text if the dog is fucking with me. You know what I mean? Like if he's in attack mode with me, I cannot text.
Oh, I work sometimes with the dog. Damn it.
She will not.
Sometimes
let me.
I'm fighting with her with my right hand, dude, and I'm clicking with the mouse with the left hand.
She watches when I'm focused on my phone, and that's when she comes.
Oh,
when she can tell my mind is occupied. That's a vulnerability to her.
She does. You're the limping gazelle at that moment.
I am. That gazelle's looking at his iPhone.
Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you do that and buy something, we get a little commissione from Amazon.
Paid, baby.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yes.
Slinging us some trickle down.
Right. Gosh, can you imagine? They made him do a Zoom call with the government.
Right. Didn't they have tech problems?
Yeah, they
like
did.
Like at the beginning, of course. Hashtag Trump administration.
Yeah, they can't do shit.
Although that was the House.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, the House?
Yeah, that was while Louis was spewing his COVID on everyone.
Nancy Pelosi couldn't find one fucking person to work the Zoom or something.
Well, I don't know who does IT at the...
I would assume a really good person.
I would hope. And maybe Rudy's son
got
moved over there.
Yes. No, he's in charge of professional
My
sports.
Son was really good. He was with IT and in high school.
God, our government fucking sucks. If we can't have universal health care, but what we can have is an office, a liaison to professional sports in the president's office, in the administration.
Right.
We pay for that.
As we do with Paula White.
That's insane, man. I'm getting rid of that.
I gotta look that up. I didn't see anywhere. Let me put it this way: I didn't see anywhere where she said I'm not taking a salary.
Yeah. Oh,
because I'm doing the Lord's work. So I wonder if we are really actually paying her to be on that commission. And my bet would be
that we are.
Fuck yeah, we're paying Paula White to be on the president's religion commission or some shit.
For fuck's sake, she's a televangelist.
Right.
If anybody gets paid, they get paid. They know how to get paid. They're not going to not get fucking paid for their time.
Right. Especially her brand.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to go
She's a prosperity.
Oh, yeah. But she speaks in tongues, though.
Well, sure.
So that's just something
Give me your money.
But I associate that with like those.
Hooga booga baga baga.
Yeah, yeah. Those poor. What is that really fucked up? It's Protestant, I think, but like Pentecostals.
Pentecostals.
Terrifying with the snakes, man.
Well, not all Pentecostals are snake wielders.
Yeah, call ahead before you go.
Remember in Koreatown, USA, the previous home of the crab diving studio in Los Angeles. Remember on 3rd Street?
Yeah.
On Sunday morning, every fourth or fifth storefront.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was some Pentecostal or some missionary Baptist church.
Had snakes, though. Nobody.
I don't know that.
Oh, my fucking
I never
Christ,
went inside.
Dude.
They had good food outside, it seemed.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of cool music going on.
You know what happens every week at, Pentecostal snake church? Where's my snake? Dude, where's my snake? Dude, where's my snake? I can't find my fucking snake.
Well, I think they know where they are. It's part of their
act,
right?
They get away sometimes. Like, God. Oh, and they're poisonous.
It's not like they let them loose in the church. That's part of the fun of going to the church.
I tell you what, that snake salvation show was horrific. And the people, everyone, top to bottom, if you were a character on that show, you fucking suck as a human being.
Well, a couple of them are dead as a human being.
Oh, yeah.
From snake bites.
How did that one verse in the Bible work out for you, corpse? Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, just those people are disgusting.
It's not Faithless Friday. Tomorrow. That.
Oh my God! If
person
you believe
is on our dime.
If you believe in that, please have the way. If you're listening to this show and you happen to believe this shit, I reach out to a friend or anyone close to you and tell them what you're going through, and maybe they'll be like, "Jesus Christ, that's fucking insane." Don't get in this evangelical shit. It's nuts, right?
Well, right.
Reach out to somebody.
I mean, I don't understand any of it, but especially the crazier evangelical shit. How does someone become a Scientologist? How does someone...
I tell you how, because...
A Mormon. You've got to be born into it. I can't imagine anyone reading the origin story of the Latter-day Saints and saying... Yeah, but then they don't really believe it.
Dude, a girl in my high school wanted to date this kid in show choir and shit, who was a Mormon, and to go out with him, she had to.
But that tells me she didn't give a fuck about it. She doesn't really believe it. I'm talking about the people that like join it and believe it.
I went to her baptism and all that shit. It is terrifying. The Mormons are scary, scary people.
It's all weird.
It's very fucked up. I'm sorry.
We've got where was I? We're still in the fucking opening. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can I already said that, but I should throw our Amazon portal. But thanks for joining us. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and along this same vein that we are surrounded by just complete science nine fuckheads. There's a thread going on a local Pensacola Facebook page. The thread is, should we out public school teachers in Escambia County that think the virus is a hoax? I mean, how terrifying. I mean, that is a thing.
Well, yeah, that we're even...
I mean...
That we're even thinking about this.
Shut the fuck
as
up.
As a possibility is terrifying.
I don't know what we have to do in our society to work around these idiots, man. But this is crazy. You can't have a motherfucking school teacher.
Well, it's not going to.
That's insane.
It's going to be in January at this point because we're just going to have to get rid of Trump and wait for the squealing Trumpists to crawl back into their holes. And shut the fuck up and let the adults drive for a while.
Yes.
Again.
Please. Only let the adults drive next time, you motherfuckers. And when somebody like Trump has a chance to drive, Oh my fucking God, come out and vote for someone like Hillary Clinton, you cunts! Oh.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
We can't go outside. Donald Trump is president. We can't.
Yeah, we can't leave the country. We can't. It's not going well right now.
God,
and
these...
much of it is him.
Are these maggots, because sadists?
The entire tone of the country would be different right now. We wouldn't have some batshit conspiracy theorist. We'd be doing QAnon stories of some sort.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'd be against Hillary. We'd be laughing our asses off. Look what was on 8chan. Look what was on 4chan. Not look what was on Fox.
Dude,
look what the president said.
I watched that Alex Jones documentary.
Right.
And that guy, like I said, he needs to be watched or something. He's got a lot of fucking issues. But they showed him going to the inauguration. I mean, he was the president's fucking guest. Alex fucking Jones. And this is like...
it's some crazy shit.
Sandy Hook truther and all. Birther.
Let's see what the headlines are, everybody. Yay. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Iffy.
Huffington Post.
Ooh.
Obama eulogy for the books, a sweeping call to action.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
Former President Barack Obama issued. Oh, now I have to hit pause and go check Trump's Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I can't imagine him.
Yeah.
They must have had to stuff something in his Happy Meal, some Xanax, extra Xanax.
Yeah.
To keep him from tweeting.
No one watching that is not going to be moved. I mean, it's...
except Donald. Well, Donald Trump will be moved to something else.
Oh, it's so heartbreaking that this... You listen the whole time, and we just are in a bad place. You know, we are in a bad, bad place in this country. You know, I this is a nightmare. That guy used to be president. Fuck.
Let's see. Oh, he tweeted about Herman Cain much sooner than he tweeted about John Lewis.
Oh, okay. Good. Trump didn't actually accidentally tweet a picture of Ben Carson saying RIP Herman Cain.
No,
I'm checking.
No, it's him with Herman Cain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to his other tweets. But anyway, the former president... Barack Obama issued a sweeping call to action on voting rights in his eulogy for civil rights icon, longtime Georgia Congressman John Lewis, calling for an end to the filibuster. Fuck yeah. Automatic voter registration, allowing formerly incarcerated people to vote, expanding early voting, making Election Day a national holiday.
Yeah, make it a holiday. He got a huge response when he said that.
She transitioned to the ice cream.
Oh, yeah. How do people that work like two jobs, how do they vote if you don't have the day off, man?
Right. Get rid of Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Get rid of let's rape and subjugate the native Indians.
Oh, God. Day. Now we got to change the textbooks.
And look at all this gold they're going to give us.
Ooh.
President Obama said, if you want to honor John, let's honor him by revitalizing the law that he was willing to die for.
Yeah.
And he said, and by the way, naming it the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, that was a fine tribute, but John wouldn't want us to stop there. Just trying to get back to where we already were. Once we pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, we should keep marching to make it even better.
Yeah.
Keep marching.
Damn.
To make it even better.
Gosh.
Oh, I can't wait. Hannity tonight's going to be like, that was Obama. That was Obama inciting violence right there.
It was an amazing speech. I don't know what to say about it. It's just,
you know, Tucker is Snapchatting with his former writer.
Oh, I hate those guys.
Help me write tonight about how Obama's inciting the Negroes.
Oh, God, it kills me that someone would listen to that and have one negative thing to say about it.
Oh,
that's impossible.
You're not.
Listen to what he said.
Kidding me?
No one could disagree with what he said.
Which website should I go to?
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
How are you a fucking human and you have a problem with what he said in that eulogy? It was beautiful. God.
They go low. Obama gets political at John Lewis funeral.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The headline at Breitbart.
Oh, fuck you, Breitbart. Go fuck yourself.
He likens Trump to George Wallace. Accuses cops of beating peaceful demonstrators. Which they do.
You're a bunch of fucking Nazis.
Calls for radical easing of voting laws.
Oh, my God.
Those are the sub-headlines on Breitbart. So there you go.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Your prayer rugs. You never revoked the story. Why not revoke that story? It wasn't a fucking prayer rug. It was a fucking soccer jersey. Everybody fucking knows that.
Because there's still lunatics out there that use it for jerk-off material.
You stupid fucking Proud Boy motherfuckers. God. They don't want to wear masks. And those fuckers don't want to wear masks.
Former President Trump, can't wait till we say that. Former President Obama traced the entire arc of Lewis's long and storied career, which began when Lewis was on the front lines of the civil rights movement as a college student. John Lewis said that his he's got an op-ed that they published posthumously that he wrote last week, I think.
Yeah.
In the New York Times, I think it was. He said that Emmett Till was his George Floyd.
Oh yeah. God.
And he thinks another generation now are inspired to go out and fight for civil rights.
Right.
Because of someone like George Floyd, sacrificing that. But Emmett Till, he was 15 when Emmett Till was murdered. That's what spurred him to his entire career.
I don't know how you go back from
the people, including
how do you go back from defunding the police? I mean, that shit is happening, right? I mean, all that shit's going to change.
Congressmen and presidents can have differing views on how to perfect our union while sharing the conviction that our nation, however flawed, is at heart a good and noble one.
Jeez.
George Bush?
Damn. Wow. Do you miss him?
Well, I mean, comparatively, fuck.
I mean, I don't want to be a dick, but this guy lied us into a fucking war. That's the thing.
Right.
But damn. I don't know. What a sad state of fucking affairs we're in. Stupid.
Speak of Herman Cain.
Oh, yes.
R.I.P. Herman Cain.
Okay, right.
R.I.P. Herman Cain, who passed of the COVID.
He caught that at that Tulsa rally.
Well, he was at that Tulsa rally, and then several days later started experiencing symptoms. So we don't know that was it. He may have just been a pre-symptomatic spreader at that point.
Did you see the pictures of him seated right next to? No one had any fucking masks on.
There's a whole bunch of people at that fucking. I mean, of the few people that were there, of the 1/3 capacity that was there in the stadium, there were still 3,000 people.
We have lawmakers or people in politics that don't want to wear masks or they don't believe. We aren't going to get past that. With that kind of fucking ignorance.
With President Donald Trump in the White House, with the faith and hard work of the great people of Somerset of the Keystone State.
Who is, this Pence?
I know the best days.
Is he John Lewis?
Pennsylvania and America are yet to come. In our first 3 years, we made America great again. And with your support, and prayers and hard work, we're going to make America great again.
No, don't.
Thank you very much.
Please don't. Oh, my God.
God, he's so bad.
I'm begging you, resign. I'm begging you, Mike Pence, please resign and please get on your hands and knees and beg Donald Trump to fucking resign.
What a scintillating speaker,
huh? Oh, God. Was he at the John Lewis funeral?
No. He was at something. I don't know.
Our president, was our president there? Our president.
No, Trump's
wasn't it
not
John
going,
Lewis's fucking funeral?
Trump's not going to that. He didn't even go to pay his respects at
that
all.
That should be unacceptable. John Lewis is a civil rights icon. Our president can't be there, really. That's fucked up. What a cunt. God.
Why is Florida trending?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I have to sneeze.
Okay. God bless you. Because, hey, man, the COVID here is getting a lot better, right?
Not allergies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe the COVID's better.
Oh, it's because the COVID hurricane double punch we're getting now.
Oh, good. Great. Jeez. You know, I'm not that it's real or there's ever this, you know, there's none of this shit's real, but God, for some reason right now, I'm resenting all these fucking guys that pray to God all the time and nothing happens, but they still keep praying and they're still convinced nothing
happens.
Well,
that's fine.
How do you buy into that?
Do that. I don't give a shit. Just don't go out and vote. Gay people shouldn't have rights and that black people shouldn't have rights and that vote whatever your God shit says. Don't force it on the rest of us.
I mean, shouldn't these Christians be running around tearing out their hair screaming, "Why God? Why are you giving us this coronavirus? What's your fucking problem?"
They should all be masking up to love thy neighbor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, the Jesus shit.
And staying home I meant the fake Christian thing.
The Jesus shit. Go fuck
not
yourself.
American Christian.
Get my Glock.
Oh my God.
I think when you look at Miami, by the way, or Florida in particular, it looks like things are getting much better.
Are they? That's good news. Congratulations.
That was 38 minutes ago.
Well, okay. It's not better.
No, he's lying.
Oh, God.
What does better mean?
Oh, God, Shelby, he lied again.
In particular, it looks like things are getting much better. Arizona getting much better, heading in the right direction. Some other areas getting much better. I think when you look at Miami, by the way, or Florida in particular, it looks like things.
So there you go.
I just want to say that Barack Obama's speech was moving, and I think people will remember it, and I think it's going to be an important speech in our fucking history. But I don't know if anybody's going to remember this speech. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I'm serious, it's odd to listen to him. It's just fucked up to listen to him after hearing Obama's speech. It's just... How did we do this to ourselves? How are the Bernie bros that couldn't vote for Hillary this prickish?
We've got so that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay.
President Obama's speech. Let's see if the drudges are
And you know what he did right after his speech? He put on his motherfucking mask. He put on his mask.
There you go.
Nobody had to beg him to, like Trump. No, so yet everybody had to suck Trump's big, thick, nasty mushroom dick to get him to put a fucking mask on.
Over the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Big red headline.
Yes.
Big red throbbing headline.
Oh,
Trump
shit.
Floats election delay.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is amazing. I saw it
like
2 minutes after it dropped, and I was like, okay, this is a joke, right? But nope.
No.
Trump lagging in the polls and grappling with deepening economic and public health crises. So what happened was earlier this morning, the GDP numbers came out, and it's like the biggest drop in history.
Okay.
It's a pretty obvious flash grenade because he can't do fuck
well,
about
again,
the election.
Now the thing is, I think we have to start considering that what he thinks he can do is different than what you think he can do. And the only reason he's not doing that is because he's not currently doing that. But I think he could start doing that whenever he wanted to.
What are you talking about?
If he wanted to just say, hey, no elections. We're getting there. It's not safe. We're going to postpone it. Then what would happen?
Nobody would listen to him.
But how does he get out of there? Does he entrench himself?
Well, then on, assuming he loses, then yeah. on January 20th at 12 o'clock and change when
right.
Yeah. President Biden says, I do. Or so help me God.
This is serious.
Then they have Secret Service. Okay. The gentleman that had been standing there
right.
1 second prior guarding yes. him no longer worked for him.
We need to start broadening our mind to what could happen. Like, you know, what was that movie that came out about the spy? It was a novel, and then I don't know, the guy was on a trip with his girlfriend and they got shot up by terrorists. And then he trains to be a...
Oh, yeah, the Mitch Rapp series. Yeah.
And, you know, some horrible things happen, you know, and somebody gets a hold of a nuclear warhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. So you're going to say the guy from... The Teen Werewolf show is going to be that plays Mitch Rapp.
We have those people though. We have those,
but it's not like that.
But I'm just saying.
Ask any of the people who used to do that. It's nothing like that.
I know it sounds crazy, but I really think we're closer to a Tom Clancy novel than we think we are. We're closer to that.
But
not a good Tom Clancy novel. There's no competence.
Yeah, there's no competence.
Right. I mean. I guess someone goes in there and drags him out of the White House. I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who does that?
The Secret Service, the police, the Army, the Navy.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody that hates him, which is everybody.
Are you worried about what these lunatic Proud Boys are going to do and all these isolated
incidents? I think there's going to be shit to put up with, but am I losing sleep over it? No.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be incidents and, you know, we have drones.
Yeah. You know, we have Boogaloo
Boys. Hide out in the woods, fat boys. Yeah. Dance around and rub your nipples with s'mores.
But our Justice Department go after them?
As you're practicing,
them? Huh? But would our Justice Department really go after them?
Joe Biden's Justice Department will go after
them. Definitely. So you're predicting he will be removed.
I think I'll be surprised if he hangs out still.
Right. He doesn't just resign.
I just don't see there's any. He knows he's going to get the shit kicked out of him. Hence this bullshit today. Why? Right, if he thought he was going to win, he'd say, we should move it up. We should have the vote tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be safe. Well, we can still go out before the COVID hits us again. Let's vote right now. If he thought he was going to win tomorrow. But he knows he's getting his gunt kicked.
Oh, yes.
So.
And I don't think he's into that.
So I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I think he's going to realize that his options are like zero. He probably talked to Vlad and Vlad was like, I can't help you anymore than I have. I've tried.
He's a guy that maybe he's a guy that can't stand being miserable for a long time because he must be miserable right now.
Oh, let's hope.
And I don't know how long can some fucking dickhead like Donald Trump sustain being miserable?
Let's see. We've got Herman Cain.
Yes.
Trump tweeted about Herman Cain.
R.I.P. Shucky Ducky, right? That was his what he said during
999, economic.
Oh yeah. And he was Becky Stan, correct?
He was
Becky Stan. Funny as shit, man. He was honest. He's like, I don't know where these fucking places are.
Something right, like when that. I'm president, I'll learn them.
Well, damn. I mean, at least he's given us that. Trump didn't do that. Does Trump know where Becky Stan is?
Well, it doesn't exist. Oh, yeah. But if you asked him, I'll bet he would guess.
Does he know where?
Of course I know.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
So the tweet in question earlier.
Yes.
Was. Where is it? He didn't delete it. He would not delete that tweet. Oh,
come on, Trump. I don't think he can't, right? I thought he wasn't allowed to delete tweets for some reason.
He can. Yeah, he can if there's like misspellings and stuff. Oh, okay. And he can delete tweets. He can't. Right. I think he can't block people.
Oh, yes. Right.
Because he's saying shit in his.
He's the president.
Capacity. Yeah. As he even says they're official statements.
Right, right. Is he also on Snapchat or anything like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
He was on, I know, I think the Snapchat account got suspended for a while for, like, some using music that they weren't allowed to or something like that, I thought I read.
He didn't, like, have a bunny with, like, swastikas in his eyeballs?
God, I can't find it. He might have actually
it's so weird.
Deleted it.
How does he have time for any of that? I mean, it is very strange that he spends so much time fucking tweeting, man. I mean, doesn't he have shit to... There must be something you have to do as the president to make the country go...
Bolton said he sits in that little dining room off of the Oval Office and hate watches TV all day.
What I'm confused about is, like, I could buy that he doesn't do shit, and then there's someone... who works for him, who's very competent, who makes all the decisions. But I would say, like, who the fuck would that be then? Who is that? And you can't say Jared.
No, not competent.
Yeah. I mean, he's not Jared, though. Jared makes decisions.
They're all loathsome. God. Stephen Miller is profoundly evil, but there's nothing smart about him or brilliant or wily or anything.
Jesus Christ. I want to know.
He's just a scumbag.
The person that married Stephen Miller. I have so many questions for you. What was it like? What was it like when you introduced your family to Stephen fucking Miller?
They probably all put put on old put on old minstrel music and rubbed each other.
Did they do group blackface? Who's my Nazi boyfriend?
So here's Trump's tweet. Posted it on, I screen capped it and posted it on our Facebook.
Oh, thank you.
With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good.
So right there.
Yes. It's a double standard, right?
They're the same thing.
Yeah. I mean,
they're the same thing.
One's good, but one's not good.
They're the same thing. How do you absentee vote?
By mail.
By mail.
And
Universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good. 2020 right. will be the most, all caps, inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. Right. 3 question marks, not just 2. I'm really serious about this question. 3 question marks.
Oh, fuck. Well, he's so, like, disturbed, man. He's fucked up, right? Like, I mean, mentally, I don't know that he's fucked up on anything right now as he twats. I mean, like, he's got a psychosis up there, right? There's something in his brain that needs a drug that it's not getting.
Well, yeah, he's mentally ill.
What do you
He's batshit.
Can you give him a pill to make him empathetic?
No.
To make him care. Why not? It's not one thing.
No.
And not one fucking thing in the whole pharma industry. They can't do that. What's the point?
I don't think so.
God.
He's been around for a long time. He's been this way.
Jesus Christ. Ugh.
I really do think he deleted that one.
Yeah.
Because 9 hours ago at 7:10 a.m. Yes. Our time, he tweeted, Okay, so 7:46 a.m. is when he tweeted this one.
Okay.
And that one is gone.
Damn!
So he did delete this one.
Shit!
Mail-in voting is already proving to be a catastrophic disaster. No. Even testing areas are way off. No. The Dems talking of foreign influence in voting, but they know that mail-in voting is an easy way for foreign countries to enter the race. Even beyond that, there's no accurate count. No, and no. It's been going on forever. The military votes by mail.
I see every dumb fuck argument on Facebook you could ever imagine, and there's lots against the, you know, mail-in voting. And I just saw this BBC article. It goes to like 2012, 14, 16. The percentage of fraudulent voting is like nothing. It's negligible. It's not an issue. It's literally not a fucking issue.
Well, they even asked. Billy Barr, what evidence do you have that the mail-in voting is going to be hacked?
I don't have any evidence, but I have common sense, he said. I have common sense.
Oh, my God. That is our attorney fucking general. America! My God! Look what you did to us, you fuck faces. Bill Barr is like, after that hearing the other day,
Then he said major China virus flare-ups in many of the counties that fake news was touting as doing well.
Jesus Christ.
Some of these countries are now a disaster. Lamestream media doesn't want to report this. Also, highly inaccurate numbers being reported by many other countries. Wall Street Journal.
I feel so much better now that my president tweeted out some reassuring words about the coronavirus. I feel comforted. Thank you, Donald.
Well, but those other countries are having flare-ups, yes, and guess what they're doing? Guess what they're saying? We opened up too soon.
Right, and guess what they can do? They probably have healthcare. They probably have testing and contact tracing.
And they're closing down.
Not like us.
Everything like they did before.
You know what we got? We got lots of corona and lots of motherfucking Jesus fucking Christ. God.
Kate Brown, governor of Oregon, isn't doing her job. She must clear out and in some cases arrest the anarchists and agitators in Portland. If she can't do it, the federal government will do it for her.
Hey, Donald, do you have anything?
We will not be leaving until there's safety. But how do they get by the we're protecting federal property thing?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're staying around the courthouse, which is what they're doing,
yes.
And protecting the courthouse.
Right.
But how do they slither out into other areas?
I don't know.
And unconstitutionally snatch people off the streets
and
commit acts of potentially fatal violence.
Yes. In a book by the title that I can't remember, by an author that I also cannot remember. That's very helpful. Yes, it's a book about how a country slides into authoritarianism. Oh, yeah. Whatever the fucking guy's name is. He says this is one of those things. It's like you have Border Patrol agents and you have agents that are soldiers that you have people that don't know how to fucking police or de-escalate. You have people that know how to attack and
right.
Like crack fucking skulls and shit. It's not a great fit. Unless that's what you want.
Drug prices will soon be lowered massively.
No.
Big pharma drug companies. We know what Big Pharma is.
Thank you.
Big Pharma, parentheses, drug companies.
Well, some of it's...
Thanks, Don.
Some of the people that follow him probably don't know. They're
Big
dumb.
Pharma are advertising against me like crazy because lower prices mean less profit. When you watch a fake ad, just think lower drug prices.
I manifested chills on my arms from listening to Barack Hussein Obama speak at John Lewis's fucking funeral. You vapid fuck!
Then right before his double tweet about his my friend Herman Cain, the powerful voice of freedom, and all that is good, passed away this morning, et cetera. Right before that, he tweeted, support Patio Pizza and its wonderful owner, Guy Caliguri in St. James, Long Island, New York. Great pizza, exclamation point. At Varney and Company. Oh. So it must have been some, probably some pizza guy that's way into Trump.
Right, of course.
Was on Stuart Varney, who is British Lou Dobbs. And Stuart Varney interviewed him, and he, I don't know, the guy has
you know what the
Trump
great thing
testicle
is?
Shaped pizza or something like that. And they worship Trump, and Trump's like, that's great. I want you all to support this guy.
I'll
bet that's what it was.
And you know what? It's very disturbing because that's who this motherfucker is. Our president is stupid. And we sit there and we worry, oh my God, when he meets with Vladimir Putin by himself. We're worried that Vlad handles him in the meeting. I mean, come on.
Of course Vlad handles.
He's getting handled by a pizza guy. A pizza guy motivated him to plug his fucking business on his fucking Twitter.
Right.
What the fuck?
I guess they were talking to Pompeo at some dealio, and Pompeo refuses to say if Trump can move the election date, says Barr will determine that. No, he won't. It's pretty fucking clear.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump cannot move the election date.
Yes. Yes. And our side will depend on.
And you think
some amazing
cities
person.
Are burning now.
Yes.
Postpone the election.
Oh, my God. Why would he do that? Well, he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care. He likes Ivanka. Happy Meals. Fox. And tweeting. And golf. And Big Macs. That's about it, right? Can you think of anything else?
Just himself.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Mike Pompeo.
Yay.
Was grilled about the Russian bounties, said he raised all threats with his Russian counterpart. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But won't specifically say that that was a confirmed threat.
Right.
But he didn't say it's not.
So, but he is saying that he talked to someone about it.
About all threats.
Oh, good. About all threats. God, can't they just answer?
No.
Can't they just say?
No.
Oh, God. On this thing. Come on,
not Pompeo,
man.
He's particularly reptilian and loathsome. I
but
really,
you're into Jesus.
I really, really hate Pompeo.
How?
He's just
how?
He's just a smirking scumbag. evil. Nasty, unctuous.
How can they do this one, though? This is bad, dude. How can they not, like, the reaction to bounties from Russia being put on our soldiers for the Taliban? They're paying the Taliban to kill our people. That is fucked up.
At the very least, we know they were giving arms to the Taliban, who were then shooting them at us.
Right.
So, yay. There you go.
Thank you. God.
Yet, Trump just can't wait to get his tongue deep in Putin's hole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Well, he's wearing a mask now, so there's that, right? That's good.
I don't wear a mask with Vlad. I don't want to seem weak. I want to feel his load on my face.
Ooh, yeah. Jeez. Snapchat that, Trumpy.
The notion drew immediate pushback from Democrats and Republicans alike.
Yeah.
In a nation that has held itself up as a beacon to the world for its history of peaceful transfer of power.
You never figured on this guy, though. You did figure on this guy. Why didn't anybody figure on this guy? This to me seems like. You know, if you think about the kind of lunatics we have out there, I mean, maybe we should have seen Trump coming or something.
Ew.
Like, you know.
Right. Yeah, Stormy.
It'd be a horrible gif.
Right. Shifting election day is virtually impossible, and the very idea represented another bracing attempt by Trump to undermine confidence in the American political system.
Shit, yes.
The date of the presidential election, Tuesday after the first Monday in November in every fourth year, is enshrined in federal law and would require an act of Congress to change.
Damn!
Even top Republicans quickly rebuffed Trump's suggestion.
Oh, gosh.
Moscow Mitch.
Yes.
Said the election date is set in stone.
Damn, Trump. Moscow Mitch.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy said the election should go forward as planned.
Okay. What about Jim Beck?
And regardless, the Constitution makes no provisions for the delay in an end of the term, noon, January 20th, 2021.
But I've written this executive order. Stephen Miller signed off on it.
After facing blowback from Republicans for even floating the notion, Trump appeared to retweet on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
Suggesting he was merely trying to highlight problems with mail-in balloting. Glad I was able to get the very dishonest lamestream media to finally start talking about the risks to our democracy from dangerous universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which I totally support. he wrote.
But you said.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
We can't.
Yeah.
Say that
it's
enough.
The same motherfucking thing.
Absentee voting and mail-in voting are the same thing.
Right, right. But they need it both ways because of their base. A lot of people vote by mail that are older, right? That might vote for Trump.
Right.
Like those guys in the scooters. Do you remember the guys in the scooters in South Florida? Big Trump people riding around in their scooter and everybody in Miami's yelling at them, calling them like Nazi bastards and shit.
Well, and there's that... but there is that one area. What's it called? I already forgot the name.
The island?
Where it's all the old people. And yeah. Not the island, but there's an area.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, I think.
But it is all Trump supporters. There's like the people that are being attacked are the ones that are the guy. There's one old guy that goes out there and he has a fuck Trump on his golf cart that he drives around.
I was just about to say, and I bet you will agree with me. The Venn diagram, people that own golf carts but don't golf, or maybe they golf, I don't fucking know, but they have golf carts in a yard with no golf course, just independent golf carts, right? And Trump supporters overlap, don't they?
I mean, some probably, yeah.
I mean, I see that a lot for some reason.
I would think golfers and Trump supporters is maybe a bigger.
Yeah. I see a lot of banners on the back of golf carts. And Gulf Breeze, too. I see you guys. God damn it.
Gulf Breeze, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
South of here.
Yes.
We've got elsewhere in the news.
Ooh.
I've got...
Stop it. Hey.
Hey, Shelby. Shelby. Listen.
Stop.
You know, I was looking at more pictures of baseball. You know, have you seen the pictures with everybody in the with the cardboard standees and
very
all
strange
shit?
Yeah, God, it's all kind of weird.
I am I a dickhead that I have a problem with this? Because I kind of feel like, why are we having baseball? We haven't even, like, we didn't lock down properly, we didn't do anything, so we why are we risking baseball? I guess, why are we risking infection through
well, and you're trusting baseball players to self-isolate until the season and stuff? That's why the NBA was like, no, everybody's moving in. Everybody's moving into the bubble.
The Houston Astros.
We're going to practice. We're going to, yes.
The Houston Astros won a World Series because they had a hit. They had a system of communicating with each other via bangs on the sides of trash cans. Something like that.
They were cheating.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody had a camera somewhere. You know, so they're going to fucking lie.
We've got some right-wing shitbaggery, courtesy of Right Wing Watch.
Thank you.
Here's some clips that they put out.
Yes.
We'll save Rick Wiles for tomorrow for Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
We will play Deanna Lorraine, QAnon conspiracy theorist, former candidate for Congress.
Damn! She got under 2% of the motherfucking vote, Pat.
Well, and to listen to her talk, it was like a neck and neck match. And if only she would have won that, it would have just been her against Pelosi.
Dude, that's what they say. They don't even tell you how many, but they say you got less than 2%.
Right.
It's like, why are you telling me like that? Makes me feel like shit.
It's getting to me. I'm a very strong person emotionally, and I've been feeling those thoughts before. I never felt them before. I've been feeling really like Like, when is this going to end? You know, it just, it feels like torture. And it feels like every time they kind of give us a little crumb, they're about to open things up a little bit, or it seems like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Boom, they shut it all back down again and give even more restrictions on top of that. I really don't know any other explanation for it, but it is torture. And they know it. And the mask is a form of physical torture, because we're, you know, we literally can't breathe if it's put all the way up to our nose, and we can't get any fresh air all day long.
It's just not true.
Oh my God, you entitled little dumbass. Do you have to have perfectly, wonderfully fresh air flying through your nose going outside? You need that. You know, you can wear your mask. You don't need to wear your mask outside if you're more than 6 feet away from people.
If you're away from people, yeah.
It's really not that big of an inconvenience.
Put all the way up to our nose, and we can't get any fresh air all day long. So,
oh God.
Yeah, they don't want us to be happy. And then the loss of friends and family. I still haven't seen my family since Christmas. They still won't see me. And it's hard because I love my family and I want to see my parents. I want to see my brothers and everything, but they won't see me. And these are intelligent individuals too.
Yes!
But they even still have bought into this.
Oh my God!
This is Christmas.
This is... What?
The virus was started around in February.
Oh wow.
We started taking it seriously.
Oh shit.
Your family hates you.
Oh yeah.
In general, you're an embarrassment. They see the shit that you put out on the internet, and you've got a bunch of nasty old Trump supporters jerk off to your low-cut shirt that you're wearing right now. No offense. I don't want to objectify her, but she knows what she's doing.
I think you're right. I think what happens is every year for Christmas, the family, they sit there and they think, how do we get rid of her? What is going on out there that we can use? And they're like, hey, look what's going on in Wuhan.
Right.
It's a great idea.
Deanna Lorraine. Her family doesn't want to see her.
You know, Deanna, I think it's great that you run for... I really don't think it's great. And I don't know. Do you think you're ready to take over for Nancy Pelosi? I mean, do you think her constituents...
Oh, yeah. She would have represented the people of San Francisco really well.
Oh, my God. Why? Move here. Move to Florida if you want to be in politics. Oh, my God. You probably believe in QAnon and be on some shitbag city council.
It's physical torture.
Wearing a mask.
Because they don't want us to be happy.
Oh, my God. Wear a mask for healthcare workers, you fuck.
That's Deanna Lorraine. And we've got also, join us tomorrow for Faithless Friday. Right. Don't forget. Here's Josh Bernstein.
Yay, this guy again.
Crazy.
Oh, fuck.
Did Black Lives Matter write this? Did Antifa help scope this message? I mean, I'm surprised that it doesn't say at the top, kill all white people. All right. So if you're white and you're a Democrat and you're planning on voting for Joe Biden,
okay,
you're an idiot.
Oh shit.
You're suicidal. You're taking your own life in your own hands, because if God forbid these people get elected and this is part of their platform and you're white, well, your person.
The Chiron is, there's a picture.
Yeah.
Of Biden. It's a montage. It's Biden, Bernie, and AOC. Figure that out. And it says 2020 Democratic Party platform leaked. Hate whitey and victimization main objective.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you're telling me that we're going to get an administration that's influenced by AOC, Bernie, and Biden, okay.
Sign me up, exactly.
Because right
I'm
now,
already signed up.
I don't know. What is this administration that we're in the middle of? Well, it's Putin's.
Sure, yeah.
I mean,
in some sense. Yeah.
It's fuckery.
He's getting exactly what he wants, which is the weakening of the Western democracies.
It's your daily skull fucking of fascism.
Your platform, and you're white? Well, your personal safety is going to be in jeopardy. And that, unfortunately, is the truth with this election. And that's why I've been saying this election is Trump or death.
Oh my God.
Promise?
You know what? Yeah. Write that down, please. Pin it to your shirt, stupid. Oh my God. Trump or death.
What a fucking asshole.
You know, this you know, if Josh Bernstein, if he's sterile, is he sterile?
Oh, I don't know.
Does he have
probably
kids?
Probably. I mean,
Josh,
I don't know his.
If you're fucking sterile and unable to reproduce, I might start believing in a higher power then, because that would be great. That would be a wonderful thing. But I bet you're not. I bet you have kids. Oh, you're so gross.
He's a big alpha.
Oh yeah, shit.
I'm a big alpha male.
I'm gonna raise a bunch of fucking monsters. You imagine having kids and not teaching your kids that Black Lives Matter. In 2020. God. You dumb fuck.
There is a... I guess there's a phone call that is making the news that they got a tape of from between Trump and Inhofe, the crazy
Snowball guy that used to be in charge of science and research or some bullshit like that.
From Oklahoma, he was the chairman of the science committee.
Yeah.
And he was famously brought a snowball, literally.
Yeah.
To the floor of the Senate to prove that climate change wasn't real.
Didn't he yell at some intern or something over the thing? Over getting it or some shit like that?
Oh, I don't know. I remember that part.
Yeah, I didn't believe in global warming.
Snowball-loving Senator Jim Inhofe promised President Trump he would kill any bill that would change the names of military bases currently named after Confederate generals.
My heritage! God. Thank you, boy. Inhofe. My God.
Maggie Haberman at the New York Times said Trump called Inhofe while he was sitting in a Washington Italian restaurant Wednesday evening. Inhofe.
Yes.
Trump was so loud on the phone, the entire conversation was recorded by someone nearby.
Oh, fuck.
The conversation, overheard and recorded by someone else in the room, ranged from a discussion about Anthony Tata, the retired Army Brigadier General whose nomination for a top Pentagon policy position has become complicated.
Okay.
To Trump's desire to preserve the name of Robert E. Lee.
Oh, God.
On a military base.
You know, Robert E. Lee's parents, or not parents, but, you know, wouldn't be parents, descendants, they want the name gone from like monuments and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They want it gone. God.
Trump said, we're going to keep the name Robert E. Lee.
Okay.
Specifically.
God.
Inhofe said, just trust me. I'll make it happen.
Why that one?
Trump said, I had about 95,000 positive retweets on that one. That's a lot.
Welcome to shitty Black Mirror.
Inhofe promised he wouldn't change the names of military forts and bases. And I'm not a believer in cancel culture.
Oh, fuck you. I am, you bitch. Oh, God, yes. I love it. Cancel. Nazis are canceled.
The Senate already passed a defense authorization bill that had in the bill that the names would be changed.
Yeah.
So it's already changed. He didn't block it.
Oh, shit.
And the vote was 86 to 14.
Yeah, dumb fuck.
Which means even if Trump threatened to veto it, he threatened to veto the entire defense reauthorization if they change the names of those bases.
Do we see how that is dangerous?
And insane.
Not necessary.
But they already have the numbers to override it. How great would that be?
Oh, that would be great.
On his way out,
right.
Override that fucker's veto. Have the House or have the Senate turn on him.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. He doesn't, you know, to do something where you were going to stay when you're supposed to go, you got to be kind of a hard ass on some level, right? And I just don't see this. Do you see him shooting it out at the end?
No, he's going to slither away and he's going to say,
I'm off to do something better.
He doesn't.
I'm off to do something better. I'm doing Trump TV from St. Petersburg.
He doesn't get whisked away in a Black Hawk helicopter by the Proud Boys, deposited into Russia.
Well, maybe. But he's going to spin it to his people that he's going to do something better. He can do more. I could do more. The deep state's too strong. Trump then went off on this phone call about cancel culture.
Oh, yes.
Told Inhofe people want to be able to go back to life.
What?
Trump dismissed the shift taking place as Americans grow increasingly opposed to overt expressions of racism.
Yeah. Well, of course.
They also discussed the potential of someone resigning and how to put them in another appointment, which then evolved into a conversation about General Tata, whose nomination to a Pentagon post has been stalled after attacks he made on Twitter about Muslims.
Uh-oh.
And calling former President Obama a terrorist leader.
Oh, my God.
See, Trump's like, I don't care. I'd love to have him. Yeah, I like him even more now.
Gee, what message does that send? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, man.
They've said that before, though. I mean, these old farts have to turn up their phones so that they can hear.
Right.
And then Trump just yells into the phone. And that's like, how many times has that happened where we've had either eyewitness accounts or actual recordings of Trump talking to someone on the phone? He's on the other end and you can hear him clearly.
It's like there's something about him where it's impossible to, like, he can't have he can't connect with anybody unless he's like probably making fun of black people or something, you know?
Right. It's, yeah.
Like he doesn't find any joy unless he's like putting someone down, probably with other people, I think.
We've got,
we should figure out how to deal with that.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, is there something we could do? We send him to therapy or something? Like, if he sat and talked to someone.
We vote the motherfucker out in 98, 97, whatever the hell it is, days.
Damn! Well, hey, listen. All you gotta do is, in 98 days, just see how the coronavirus numbers are growing, and that it'll continue to grow at that rate, and that's where we'll be in 98 fucking days, whatever that math is.
Well, this is big.
Okay.
The Federalist Society, the evil Federalist Society.
Yes.
That Trump has been allegedly choosing his SCOTUSes from and everything.
Yay.
And they have way too much influence over what's going on. A ultra-conservative think tank.
God.
Of evil
who wants
flying
that
monkeys.
Shit, man?
Stephen Calabrese.
Calabrese.
Co-founder.
Oh,
the Federalist Society.
Oh, good job, dickhead.
Wrote this. I have voted Republican in every presidential election since 1980, including voting for Donald Trump in 2016.
Ugh.
I wrote op-eds and a law review article protesting what I believe was an unconstitutional investigation by Robert Mueller.
Ugh.
I also wrote an op-ed opposing President Trump's impeachment. But I am frankly appalled by the president's recent tweet seeking to postpone the November election. Until recently, I had taken as political hyperbole the Democrats' assertion that President Trump is a fascist. But this latest tweet is fascistic and is itself grounds for the president's immediate impeachment again by the House of Representatives and his removal from office by the Senate.
Oh, shit.
The co-founder of the Federalist Society.
Damn. That's a big deal. I'm sorry not to be an asshole, but the, you know, zero tolerance kids in cages, they just sat there. But now, that's good, though.
Oh, the Federalist Society loved that.
They like that? They like
They're right-wing dickbags. They gave us Gorsuch.
God, what are you guys... What's your problem?
A more cynical view, which is probably the true view.
Yeah.
Is that Federal Society knows he's losing.
Yes. I mean,
they know he's losing.
Right.
And otherwise, they would not be shitting on him because of the judges that he's rubber stamping.
But what about coronavirus?
They're sending him. You know,
what about coronavirus?
The judges that they've been sending him have been rubber stamped. So he's not. They know he's going to lose. Otherwise, this would not have happened.
Yeah. You know, it maddens me, you know, because it's like.
That's huge.
Yeah. That is a big deal. I mean, we're in a world where people are just ignoring this coronavirus shit. And it's our world. It dictates everything that we fucking do. All our interaction, our whole day is dictated by something that our government is barely fucking talking about. When they talk about it, they fucking lie. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why the Federalists wouldn't speak out about, 150,000 dead. Nothing. Not one fucking thing. You're totally fine with the way Donald Trump has mishandled this. I not to be a whataboutism dickhead, but fuck. Where is that? Where is that being talked about? I mean, aside from Democrats, where are Republicans
Federalist
on that?
Society is probably, we got to open up the economy. I would have no doubt they're probably.
So we
that's
can
their
die.
View. In an op-ed for the New York Times, he wrote what I just read.
Yeah.
He noted the United States has faced a number of difficult times from the Civil War to the Great War to World War II. There was a Great Depression, a massive 2007 recession. Presidential candidates have been shot and killed. Protests broke out during political conventions. Slews of national disasters have struck. At no point has the American election ever been delayed. During the Civil War, the American election was not delayed.
The Civil fucking War. We had mail-in voting then, though, right? Didn't we?
Calabresi took it a step further, noting that not only is Trump wrong, but anyone who agrees with him has no business being in elected office. President Trump needs to be told by every Republican in Congress that he cannot postpone the federal election. Doing so would be illegal, unconstitutional, and without precedent in American history. Anyone who says otherwise should never be elected to Congress again.
Well, they're not going to. They aren't. The Republicans...
Co-founder of the Federalist Society.
What's he saying? They're not going to do shit in the House. Republicans aren't going to call for Trump's ouster.
No, he's saying they should... They're just on this
this point,
issue, they should, they have to say
they have to condemn him.
Right.
Oh, well, they're not going to do that either.
He said everybody should speak up and say that would be illegal and you can't do that.
You know, everybody in society suffers at the hands of Republicans unless you get to that low fucking bar, I guess. I mean, God.
So there you go. Breaking news, everybody.
Damn. Oh, shit.
A lot of them are ditching Trump.
Oh, fuck. All those snappy speeches he has. Come on.
Steven, write me something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use the N-word. I've had it. They'll love me. My base will love it.
Oh, yeah.
Those basketball players use it with each other. I can use it. I love that argument.
Yeah.
They call each other that.
God.
Okay.
Does Trump get like makeup on his face mask?
What do you mean? On the inside?
What do I mean?
Because on the inside, yeah.
His face is a color that is not skin. Yeah. It's not a skin that color.
That's why it was black.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't have a white mask because it would look weird. It would be like stained. Which is fine. I don't give a fuck. It's just funny.
Meanwhile, in our beloved state, Florida registered a record 253 coronavirus deaths yesterday.
It's getting better.
Setting a grim new high for the third day in a row as the state closes down some COVID-19 test centers because of the hurricane that's now on its way.
Oh, my God.
Tropical storm that's on its way toward southern Florida.
Oh, my God, Jesus. Just whenever you get a chance, maybe have a look at Florida. I know you're busy up there. What's Jesus busy doing lately? What's his thing?
But this proves again that the scientists and the doctors are right.
Yeah.
Trump and Ron DeRacis are crowing. Okay, well, you know, our number of positives is going up, but look at how low the deaths are staying. And all the other guys were saying, and the real scientists and the doctors were saying, that's a lagging number. People get sick, they get diagnosed, then they take a couple of weeks or three or four sometimes to die. And
right.
That is where our numbers are going to start going up. And look what's happening. Here we are. All of a sudden, we've got 3-4 days in a row of record deaths.
Yeah.
That are starting to catch up to 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Right.
The general numbers going up. The number of cases being reported.
Wait, you are obviously didn't listen to the great leader. He said. Right.
Everything's fine.
He said, no. He said, everything's getting better.
Everything's getting better in Florida, Arizona.
God, what does he think better means?
I don't know, more dead people?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Does he have a contest with somebody? Is he like, I bet I can get 300,000 by November? Which he can't. I mean, you know.
Well, we might be.
What if we're 150 now?
Yeah, goes up exponentially.
Oh, God, man. Oh, God. Well, fuck.
I saw one report that said they think by the end of the year it'll be in the multiple hundreds of thousands.
Whatever. God, and here we are, man. And you know, we sit here, and your government is influenced by people that don't believe in science, that don't believe in basic motherfucking shit. And look where we are. The scientists will be proved right, and the fucking idiots will be wrong. And the same motherfucking thing with global warming.
Right.
God, fuck off. Dumb fucking anti-science. Wear a mask, you cunts. Everybody listening is wearing a mask. What am I saying? Tell somebody else in your life not wearing a mask, they're an asshole.
Meanwhile, here's prepare your ears.
Yay.
Here's a little compilation. I think this is from Media Matters.
Yes.
Of Fox hosts mocking the lefties and all of us for suggesting that Trump would try to postpone the election.
Someone might want to check up on Joe Biden during this nationwide lockdown. He's saying some very strange things. Biden pushed a bizarre conspiracy theory. It was that President Trump may try and delay the 2020 election.
That was Huckabee.
God, Huckabee has a job on Fox.
Mike Huckabee, yeah.
Do you need money, motherfucker? Does he need money?
Didn't he sit in for Hannity or something, I thought? I thought he sat in for somebody.
I mean, he was a governor, right? You're a governor.
He had his own show for a while, too, right? For a while on Fox. Yeah.
2020 election.
Joe Biden says he thinks President Trump will try to delay the November election. Biden did not provide any evidence for this charge.
Trump is somehow going to move the election. It's just so dumb. I mean, I can't believe, you know, we have to cover this, but we do because it was brought up by a major party candidate.
This is an attempt.
That was Dan Bongino.
Dan Bonino, go fuck yourself.
To frighten people. This is all the Democrats have. Is an effort to frighten their own people into thinking that this is going to be some kind of a coup. Whereas, in fact, the president, I think, is looking forward to this, clearly wants to have an election.
Joe Biden.
It goes on for another minute and a half.
I disagree with
that
person.
But you get the idea.
I disagree with that Fox person. I don't think he's loving it.
No, not now. Yeah.
That's another point. She said something else, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know about that.
You want to hear Lou Dobbs just for laughs?
Oh, yeah. God.
Biden telling an online campaign event, quote, mark my words, I think he's gonna try to kick back the election. What an idea. What a conjuring.
Every day.
What a conjuring.
What an idea. What a conjuring.
Are you a member of Skull and Bones? Something creepy like that? Lou Dobbs? Is he in the Illuminati?
What a conjuring.
Does Lou Dobbs hang out on the weekend?
Oh, here's British Lou Dobbs.
Oh, yes.
Here's Stuart.
Okay.
They'll fail here.
Joe Biden making a 2020 prediction. He thinks President Trump is going to push back the election. What's that about? Pay attention to the last sentence. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote.
That was him reading
Oh, yes.
The tweet on his show today.
Yeah. So that's the evidence. Maybe.
No, Stewart was covering it today. They're pointing out the hypocrisy here.
Yeah, yeah.
The first clip was him saying, oh my God, look at how Joe Biden is such a loony. But, he's saying Trump is going to delay the election. And then they switched to the clip of, of him reading the tweet today.
Yeah, Joe Biden saying what Trump said. He didn't pull it out of thin air.
No, no, no. Biden said this months ago.
Oh, he said it months ago.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. This is what they're all talking about.
Yeah,
and now they're being mocked for it.
Right.
The
vote blue, everybody.
Vote blue, everybody.
Please.
Just to give Fox a kick in the twunt.
Yeah, and to save our country, because we're so fucked up right now. I mean, you're so fucked.
Things are a little fucked up. It's going to take a while to unfuck.
I mean, it's all these Republicans are everywhere. And in Florida, they all suck Trump's dick. And it's a wacky thing.
Trump's America.
Hey, man.
This is our beloved neighbors to the north and west. Alabama.
Fuck you.
We've got a
they took down their Confederate monuments before we did. Mobile did, at least, before Pensacola. Alabama.
Alabama GOP representative Will Dismukes. D-I-S-M-U-K-E-S.
Dismukes. Dismukes? That's a great name.
Has resigned from a church where he has also served as pastor.
Oh, okay.
But still plans to keep his job as a representative.
Right. Uh-oh.
Even though he was found to have appeared at a celebration for Confederate general and KKK leader Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Oh, this racist wacko.
This guy, Dismukes, delivered an invocation.
Oh, shit.
He gave the prayer at a birthday celebration for Forrest.
But.
A prominent leader in the KKK, the founder, I believe,
yes,
of the KKK.
Very prominent.
And a Confederate general.
Hell this yeah!
Last weekend.
Oh, my God.
Last weekend, a representative. Right. Did I mention he's a Republican?
Oh, was he? Is he a Republican?
From Alabama.
Ooh, and Nathan Bedford is dead, right?
Well, a couple hundred years ago. I mean, 150-ish years ago.
Why are they having a birthday party for him?
Because they're racist.
What the fuck?
My
God. Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, this guy has to lose his job. I mean, come on. Come on. Wacko. Stupid fuck kid.
This is from the alabamabaptist.org.
Hey, where you going tonight? I'm going to give the invocation for the leader of the Klan who's dead.
Alabama Baptist bivocational pastor Will Dismukes resigned from Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Prattville on July 29th following 3 days of backlash resulting from a Facebook post. Oh. No, I'm sure he got outed on a Facebook post.
Right.
He went to the thing, I
think.
Yeah,
he gave a public prayer, right?
Here it is.
Jeez.
Dismukes, a Republican state representative whose district includes Prattville and Millbrook, gave the invocation July 25th at an annual birthday party, celebration for Nathan Bedford Forrest.
This year. Is it this year or last year? This
year? 2 days ago.
Holy fuck. Wait. We're not allowed to have those types of gatherings. What about coronavirus?
It's Alabama, man.
No, fuck?
Fuck your laws.
This guy is a representative, and he's going to a mass gathering.
Well, I don't know how mass.
Oh, event. All hoods, no mask.
The event was held at Fort Dixie in Selma.
Oh, of course.
And coincided with ceremonies honoring the late U.S. Representative John Lewis.
Oh, jeez.
An Alabama native who was leader of the Civil Rights Movement. Dismukes posted on Facebook the next day, had a great time at Fort Dixie, speaking and giving the invocation for Nathan Bedford Forrest annual birthday celebration. Always a great time and some sure good enough eating.
Did he say
two exclamation points?
Did he say some sure good enough eating?
Yeah.
Some good enough eating. Wow. You guys know how to party when it's the birthday of a dead fucking Klan member general guy from the Confederacy.
Alabama lawmakers from both Republican and Democratic parties have denounced him for participating in the event. But he's saying, I'm stepping down as a pastor, but I'm staying as a Republican.
Well, I think you might want to switch that around. You know, it's Alabama. You can probably do whatever the fuck you want, but would your church have a problem with this? Do they give a fuck? They give a fuck.
Mel Johnson, lead mission strategist
for
Autauga Baptist Association,
Bye.
Of which Pleasant Hill is a member.
Eat my dick!
Participated in a previously scheduled deacons meeting at the church. I'm Shit grateful ass. For the opportunity to have met with the church's leadership for prayer and encouragement, as many, through no fault of their own, have found themselves caught in the midst of this issue that has drawn national attention. So they're not upset that he went to Nathan Bedford Forrest's
no.
birthday party. They're upset he posted about it
right.
and he got caught and now everybody's embarrassed.
This is where they're mad at cancel culture. Why should this great guy get canceled? Because he didn't just attend the thing. It's not like he's walking down the street and he's like, oh, look, there's a funeral for a dead Klan guy. I'm giving an invocation. One of the biggest parts of the evening, I'm leading a bunch of weirdo, racist, neo-Nazi fucktwunts in a prayer to a dead fucking Klan guy.
Rick Lance, God. Executive Director of the Alabama Baptist State Board of Missions, said, "We are saddened and grieved to learn of the recent Facebook post by Representative Will Dismukes. In the wake of tremendous controversy, we affirm our opposition to any kind of racism."
Okay, even racism against guys that yeah. are racist. Oh, you cunts. They're doing it. We're going to denounce the Facebook post. Hey, what about
they talked to him and he resigned now, but you notice his fellow Republicans, I don't see him resigning from the state house.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's gonna keep his
and there's so much
job.
In the story that he would go to it, but the fact that there is an annual celebration
yeah.
for the birthday
God.
Of the first Grand Wizard of the KKK.
Good Christ.
Tells you all you need to know about why Trump is president.
What's that email blast like? What's that mail campaign? Oh, look, I got an email. It's time to RSVP for that.
And he's a pastor.
That dead Klan guy's birthday. Oh, yeah.
A pastor.
Oh, God. I ran it by God. He loves it. Doesn't have a problem with it. Big fan. Jesus, too. Loves it. They love Nathan. He's great. Look past the Klan thing. Jesus doesn't give a fuck.
Trump's America, everybody.
Hey! Why are you canceling him? Oh, God.
We've got... oh, God, there's videos of Trump fans lining up for Pence's rally with no masks.
Oh, good. Great.
Hours after Herman Cain was announced having died of COVID, says the headline.
Yep. And what the fuck did Jim fucking Bag Jordan do? He laughed at Charlie Nadler when he told him to put a mask on.
Yeah.
He made a fucking joke. He made a fucking joke and there's 150,000 people dead from COVID. Man, these Republicans are fucked up.
Oh, God. Steve Schmidt says when Trump loses, he won't go to Biden's inauguration.
Well,
he'll say it's illegitimate.
Thank you. I think that's something nice.
I like Steve Schmidt.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think you need a crystal ball for that one.
Right. And again, that's a nice thing he's doing. Like, I think it's nice. I mean, it sucks. We have a president that isn't going to John Lewis's funeral. That's who he is. And that's fucking bullshit. But at least he didn't go. I mean, at least Trump didn't go.
Nobody wants him there.
Nobody wants him.
Right.
Anywhere.
So, I mean, no big shocker, right?
Right. I mean, he's got another season of hurricanes coming up. I hope he has some new material for when he goes visits disasters and shit like that. Some different things to say, maybe.
I mean, do you remember Poppy Bush's funeral? And
yeah,
when Trump was there, and yes, everybody was like, but it was George Bush and Michelle Obama passing passing
candy.
Mints out, and he didn't give one.
Didn't give one to Trump
and Melania.
You don't get a mint. You know, fascists don't get mints. You guys don't get fucking mints. You're fucking fascist. No candy for you, you totalitarian fuckhead. Get candy in a
shoe. Bernie Sanders is now echoing President Obama's call to end the filibuster.
Yeah.
Look at Obama coming out swinging.
Oh, shit.
We need him.
Right.
To start stumping.
Yeah, absolutely.
And saying shit like this.
Be careful in these groups. It made me nervous watching Obama in that group and all those guys. I saw it, and they were not 6 feet apart. Not everybody was fucking 6 feet apart.
Oh,
everybody had masks on. Everybody had masks on. Every single person.
Once we pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, we should keep marching to make it even better. By making sure every American is automatically registered to vote, including former inmates who've earned their second chance. By adding polling places and expanding early voting and making Election Day a national holiday. So if you are somebody who's working in a factory, or you're a single mom who's got to go to her job and doesn't get time off, you can still cast your ballot by guaranteeing that every American citizen has equal representation in our government, including the American citizens who live in Washington, D.C. and in Puerto Rico. They're Americans.
They should be states.
Why not? I don't understand that.
Right.
It's just their territories because it's a fucking territory.
By ending some of the partisan gerrymandering so that all voters have the power to choose their politicians, not the other way around. And if all this takes eliminating the filibuster, another Jim Crow relic, in order to secure the God-given rights of every American, then that's what we should do.
Like, whoa. He just called for getting rid of the filibuster. That's
God,
huge.
It's I'm just, you know, I just listening to Trump, man. It's just.
You want me to play some Trump so you can
no.
see if there's any difference?
What happened? Oh, God damn, man. This country must be on some fucking fucked up something or other. Something's in the water that makes just people stupid. I don't know. Makes some people dumb. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been in the water since the 1850s.
God damn. That's a great speech.
That's our former president, sadly.
Yeah. Oh, God, why did he leave? He shouldn't have left. He shouldn't have.
And how many years did they say Obama was going to rip up the Constitution and try to stay?
Yeah.
Never suggested it once. Joked about it once to drive them crazy.
Yes.
This guy's literally, seriously tweeting about it and floating the idea.
And it's not out of a void. He said other things that support this. Like, I like what G's doing. He made himself fucking...
Oh, right.
President for motherfucking life. His buddy Vlad did the same fucking thing. His friends are doing it.
Meanwhile, there's a report.
Yes.
With the Daily Beast.
Ooh.
That the team working, especially on the COVID
and
stuff,
Corona.
is are losing their minds because now they have to answer questions about demon sperm and hydrochloroquine again. Yeah. Hydroxychloroquine again.
What team though is this? The team in our
the staffers and the people that have to work in the offices at the CDC.
Oh, that's great. So this confirms that there's still people at all these offices doing shit about coronavirus, right? People are doing stuff.
It was 3 months since Trump had given his staff a break. For weeks, some of his top advisors had repeatedly warned him that the madcap performance at the White House's coronavirus press briefings were tanking his poll numbers and actually helping Biden. Until finally he decided to stop doing them. Senior administration officials and task force members were elated their infamously stubborn boss had actually taken their advice. However, now, it says in the months following cessation of those pressers, Trump's numbers nationally and in critical swing states have kept falling. In accordance with two sources who spoke to the president this month, he began insisting that it was time to start going with his gut again.
Oh, fuck. That means we're working late, baby.
So he restarted the press briefings again.
Yeah. So what happens, I imagine, is you have these staffers that work for Trump, and then Trump says something crazy at every single one of these motherfucking briefings, and they have to, I don't know, contend with it or something.
He finally fought back, said he's going to do it. He's saying his return to the lectern, he predicted, would help his poll numbers.
It's not you talking or doing anything doesn't ever mean help. It's never going to be
one help. Senior administration official who works closely with the COVID task force said when he started doing them again, the press briefings.
Yes.
My thought was, oh, great, this fucking shit again.
Right.
Now we're all talking about demon ejaculation.
What, I mean, do they have talking points on that? I mean,
having gotten the stage he wanted, Trump has begun once more aggressively hawking hydroxychloroquine, a drug that his own administration and public health officials say doesn't help the COVID.
That bothers you, right? That makes you skeptical of hydrox. Yes. I imagine that it doesn't, though. You know there are people out there that aren't skeptical. They'll see a YouTube video by some doctor.
He continues to pettily criticize and express his jealousy of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert. I don't know why they like him. I don't know why his numbers are better than mine.
But
he works for me. It's my administration. They're my policies.
Imagine, Donald, you're at home. You're watching your president on television. Ask Deb about swallowing a flashlight or what is the other thing? The bleach. You know, why can't you put that inside you or something? You said that on national television. That's why your poll numbers are suffering, because people are afraid of you. He's fucking nuts.
Inside the White House, Trump's recent comments have resurfaced an increasingly tiresome debate over whether his prospects benefit more if he's bottled up or let loose.
Wow.
In all of his messy, woefully off-the-cuff glory for the public to see.
What's better for us? I mean, I imagine bottled up, right? It's got to be better for us, I guess. We don't know.
Two other administration officials working on the effort said this week their individual plans are simple. Even if Trump does use his public appearances on his pandemic response to do things like wish accused sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell, wishing her well. I don't know. I wish her well.
She's a child sex trafficker. Best of luck to you.
These administration officials say their plan is to largely ignore Trump's shenanigans and just, in the words of one of them, continue doing our job to the best of our abilities. And the president is entitled to say whatever he wants whenever he wants. So nobody's listening to him.
Yeah.
They're let grandpa go out and yell at the crab apples.
I mean, I would think, Obama would have had meetings with the CDC all the time. And you would have heard from Fauci a lot more.
Well, we wouldn't have heard from Obama. He would want us to hear from the people that know what's going on.
And we would.
He would be reassuring us.
Yeah.
Later that we're on top of it. We're working on it. Here's what's going on. But for the science and what we should be doing, it would be Fauci and Birx.
Would Florida's beaches had been open for spring break? God, see, that is tragic. That should, anybody, we should all be heartbroken over that. He wouldn't have shut, he would have shut those beaches down. He would have protected us. George Bush might have shut the beaches down. Do you think George Bush would have shut the beaches down?
Probably, yeah.
That's the issue with the Republicans right there. Maybe. If you get the right one.
While various Trump officials are burying their heads in the proverbial sand, the president still has no shortage of unflinching defenders encouraging him to speak out more.
Oh, good. Great.
On Tuesday, when conservative commenter Eric Erickson, a total dickbag, but he's been critical of Trump.
Okay.
He pointedly questioned whether a doctor who, quote, thinks people screw demons in their sleep and alien DNA is in use in medical practices today would be the most effective spokesperson for the drug.
Well, for what drug? For hydroxychloroquine? Yeah. Well, for his followers, maybe.
Jenna Ellis, senior legal Trump advisor to Team Trump and his reelection campaign, tweeted back, if by most effective, you mean the only medical professional and actual doctor with experience treating COVID-19 willing to speak up, then yes.
God. Where do you get, demon sperm and alien DNA. Where do I put that if I have COVID? She said alien DNA goes somewhere, right?
It's already being used.
Oh, in what? In vaccinations.
Alien DNA that, apparently we got some.
I think we should be disturbed at that. I mean,
we caught some aliens and made them jerk off in test tubes. And
she doesn't want you to take a vaccine. No mask.
Mixed it in our lattes.
Oh, yeah. I missed that. That was great. You want to ejaculate in your mocha? You go to that church, whatever that was.
In a call with the nation's governors on Tuesday,
yes,
Deborah Birx, coordinator of the COVID task force, warned that there were a handful of new states experiencing an uptick in cases, and the virus would spread throughout the community if leaders don't implement strict mask mandates.
Damn.
She also recommended local officials close bars and limit indoor public gatherings.
Yeah.
Fauci and Vice President Mike Pence were also on the call. And they recommended states take more aggressive action to stop the virus from spreading rapidly before hospitals experience an influx of patients.
So we have some people in this administration that are good enough to say, hey, you should close bars down. That's nice, right?
Right. And then the president goes on TV and says, I don't know why they're closing everything down. We can't do that.
It's great. He said things are looking better. And your health people are saying we need to take dramatic action so we all don't end up in a fucking landfill. Interesting.
During the entire hour 15-minute conference call, hydroxychloroquine did not come up once.
Jeez.
They were talking about all these the new possible therapies and stuff, but nobody brought up hydroxychloroquine.
Why?
Nobody brought up demon sperm.
But why? Why?
Because it's not an effective treatment.
Now, that doesn't make any sense. Then why would our governor buy a million doses?
Exactly.
Why would Ron DeSantis buy 1 million fucking doses of a drug that does not do anything for coronavirus? Why?
I don't know. Who that he knows? What buddy of DeSantis's has stock in the hydroxychloroquine?
God. Yeah. Jeez.
It's still very bizarre.
Yeah, it's fucked. It's very weird.
A few minutes left here on the big old show.
Yay.
Y'all.
That's right.
Oh, I guess there's something pretty good going on with the latest.
Yeah.
With his latest.
His twats. Or his news conference.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I saw
Is
someone,
it still going?
Someone just tweeted, what the fuck did we just witness?
Oh, my God. Dan, the news is just terrifying, right? You don't know what you're clicking on. You don't know what that
is. Begin by expressing our sadness at the passing of a wonderful man and a dear friend of mine, Herman Cain. He was a very special person. I got to know him very well. And unfortunately, he passed away from thing called the China virus.
Oh, my
God. There we go. Dude.
You got to be fucking kidding
me. Classing it up.
Imagine our president saying all those things about John Lewis and what John Lewis did for this country. And this guy waddles into a microphone and says China virus. I mean, damn.
This is our president.
God. Oh, you deplorable fuckheads. Jeez.
By the way.
Not since 1917, over 100 years ago, has it?
1918.
Yeah, man, that's even making me fuck that date up. I mean, God, stop that.
We now know a great deal about the virus and how to treat it and who it targets. Almost half of the deaths come from less than 1% of our population. Think of it, half of the deaths, really a tremendous number, half of the deaths come from less than 1% of our population, those living in nursing homes and assisted living facilities.
So no biggie.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No biggie for Nana.
I mean, there are lots of people that are have people die of this that they're close to.
Right. And I assisted living, by the way, are these places where you can also go golf. Yeah, assisted living does not mean nursing home. Like, it's a hospital, everybody's dying. And assisted living communities are the places where you can go play shuffleboard and stuff like that. You may just need a little bit extra help.
And they're all over the place.
Right.
You know, they're all over the place. And, you know,
but, I mean, those people are active. Yeah. He's making it sound like, oh, it's just all these other people that are dying. I mean, who cares?
Just think about it.
1%. I mean,
somebody close to you dies from this, and our president comes out to the... to gets on the mic to minimize that, to make you feel okay. God damn, what? Fuck him. Jeez. Shove your bone spurs up your asshole, fuckface.
Tremendous voices. They're looking at November 3rd. And probably a day later, they'll say, let's open up the country. But the Democrats...
oh, my God.
So, again, pushing that it's a hoax.
Yes.
That the Democrats saying we need to close everything up to save lives is just a hoax. Because on November 4th, you know, they're going to say open up the country. They just want to force everybody to vote by mail.
What? Why does he think Democrats want to shut the Democrats? Does he think the Democrats want to have the coronavirus? No one wants to shut down. No one wants to do any of this fucking shit.
No, they do to hurt him.
God damn, this guy is fucked up. He is fucked up, man.
Remember that there's another side to this. Keeping them out of school and keeping work closed is causing death also. Economic harm, but causing death for different reasons, but death. Probably more death. If governors do not want to open the public schools, the money should go to parents so they can send their children to the school of their choice.
He wants to pull funding and give it in vouchers so they can go to Jesus school.
But that's the plan anyway, right?
Oh, that's that. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Glad coronavirus could help you, Donald. Jeez.
Betsy DeVos writhing in the background.
It's dumb. Why did she get picked to be education czar? What was up with that?
She and her husband gave a gazillion dollars to his campaign and to
was she a teacher?
And they worked to help him. No, not at all. And she's been fighting in Michigan for years. They hate her in Michigan to try to pass all this private school bullshit.
Yeah.
So that we can have taxpayers pay for kids to go to Jesus school and learn that evolution is a lie. And climate change is a lie because God is in charge of everything.
Is she just rich? That's it.
Billions.
She's never had it like a job.
10 yachts, that's right? It. Remember?
10 yachts. I think it was 9.
Well, one got sick.
Yeah.
It was 10.
One yacht got corona.
Are you going to launch an effort to try to delay the election, or was that just a trial balloon this morning?
Well, what I wanted... explain to people, but it doesn't need much explanation. I mean, you look at article after article, New York's mail vote disaster. Tens of thousands of mail ballots have been tossed out in this year's primaries. What will happen in November? It's a mess. This is done by Washington Post. Can you believe it? The Washington Post of all papers. Fake news. But in this case, it's not fake. It's true.
Oh, of course. Jesus, in this case, I like Christ. The news, so it's not fake.
I mean, Washington Post, you know, Watergate.
Well, they're, I mean, yeah, you know, they say bad stuff about him, so it's right. Fake news.
This is done by the Wall Street Journal. Here's another one. Vote by mail experiment reveals potential problems within postal voting system ahead in the November election. And you see what's happening with so many different places. They're doing even trial runs are a disaster. And I don't want to see an election, you know, so many years I've been watching elections. And they say the projected winner or the winner of the election, I don't want to see that take place in a week after November 3rd or a month or, frankly, with litigation and everything else that can happen, years.
You're the one who what is going to fuck? Litigate it.
What is he talking about?
Like, because of the mail-in votes, they won't be able to count them right away because it takes so much longer to count mail-in votes. So we're not going to know on that night. Right. It's going to take forever. And then I'm going to sue everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to take even longer.
God. This is.
I don't want to see that take place in a week after November 3rd or a month or, frankly, with litigation and everything else that can happen, years. Years. What? Or you never even know who won the election.
Oh.
You're sending out hundreds of millions of universal mail-in ballots. Hundreds of millions. Where are they going? Who are they being sent to?
The registered voters on the address.
Damn. Listen, you Trumpsters.
The same people that get the Social Security checks. The same people that get tax refunds. The same people that get all this shit.
So many people believe this shit, though, man.
They're dumb.
They're fucking stupid. That's where this both-sidesism is bullshit. Because, like, regular, I mean, you know, Trump's a Republican. These are all the same fucking assholes. But Republicans push this, right? There's lots of voter fraud with mail-in voting, right?
Well, yeah, they're a little twitchy about it, though, in some places, like Florida, because that's...
They like it.
Because that's how Republicans roll in Florida.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to hurt them here.
It's not a great strategy, I think, this.
Left Texas, and Biden came out against fracking. Well, that means Texas is going to be one of the most unemployed states in our country. That means Oklahoma, North Dakota, New Mexico, going to be a disaster. Ohio, Pennsylvania, disaster, no fracking. I want to have the result of the election. I don't want to be waiting around for weeks and months and literally, potentially, if you really did it right, years, because you'll never know.
What is he talking about?
I think
the headline of this clip is, how are these thoughts related to each other? How do you go from that?
Yeah.
From fracking to, hey, I just want to postpone the election.
Is he, you know, he sounds doped up to me, man. Honestly, earlier in the interview, he sounded like, I don't know. He sounded oxy. He sounded like Oxycontin. Maybe he's confused, you know, or maybe he just, I don't know. He's tripping on
it. You said that you don't want to see a delay in the election, but then it looks like the process of these mail-in ballots is going to continue to November.
Well, we have many court cases, Jim. We have one that's been filed for a while now in Western Pennsylvania, as an example, on mail-in ballots. And by the way, Jim, we give tremendous examples, numbers of examples of all the fraud and all of the things that have taken.
None. God. None. Very little.
You just say there is.
And Billy Barr yesterday literally said there is no evidence. We have no evidence.
Oh, my God.
But there's a lot of potential for massive fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Mail-in ballots. And by the way, John, we give tremendous examples, numbers of examples of all the fraud and all of the things that have taken place with respect to mail-in ballots.
I'm just wondering, is the net effect of what you tweeted this morning and what you're talking about now to cast doubt on the results of the November 3rd election?
Well, it's had an interesting impact. I didn't know.
Yes, absolutely.
God,
of course you notice he's not saying no. Your answer to that would be no, of course not.
Yeah.
I want everyone to be able to vote. But he says, hey. He's admitting it. Sure, yeah, I'm casting doubt on the election.
And if there is any doubt on the election, doesn't that mean he has work to do?
And that,
I mean, that's his exactly. job, right?
The FEC should be running rampant to making sure everything's clean and clear.
But that's not, is that happening?
No.
Right now?
No.
It's had an interesting impact. I didn't know it was going to be the impact it had. What people are now looking at is, am I right? But not me. Are all these stories right about the fact that these elections will be fraudulent? They'll be fixed. They'll be rigged. And everyone's looking at it. And a lot of people are saying, you know, that probably will happen. Please, Jennifer.
It's not true.
That's Fox it's News, man. That's that Fox News thing a lot of people are saying. Shit, man. That's
so what happened is our people are staying there to see whether or not they can do it today and tomorrow. And if they don't do it,
this is on Portland. The governor there said that they're going to start withdrawing their goons.
Yes.
So here he is talking about Portland.
So what happened is our people are staying there to see whether or not they can do it today and tomorrow. And if they don't do it, we will send in the National Guard and we'll take care of it. And we're telling right now these protesters, and many should be arrested because these are professional agitators. These are professional anarchists. These are people that hate our country. We're telling them right now that we're coming in very soon. The National Guard, a lot of people, a lot of very tough people. And these are not people that just have to guard the courthouse and save it. These are people that are allowed to go forward and do what they have to do. And I think that makes the governor's job and the mayor's job a lot easier. So they're working today and probably tomorrow to clean out this beehive of terrorists. And if they do it, I'm going to be very happy. And then slowly we can start to leave the city. If they don't do it, we'll be sending in the National Guard. Please.
Ah, that's my band name. Beehive of Terrorists?
They don't want you there.
Where does... Jesus Christ, that's... He's bonkers, man. I mean, that guy's fucking nuts. You gonna give the...
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Mr. President, Beehive. A week ago, you said you're in the process of developing a strategy that's going to be very powerful involving the coronavirus. Where is that strategy?
Well, I think you're seeing it, and I think you will see it. And
there's nothing. There's no strategy. A week ago, you said you are in the process of developing a coronavirus strategy.
But your
that's
own
very
team.
That's very powerful. Where is it, was the question. And Trump's like, I think you're seeing it. There is no response.
It's going to be very powerful involving the coronavirus. Where is that strategy?
Well, I think you're seeing it, and I think you will see it. And one of the things that we've done that we're getting, it hasn't been utilized fully yet, but we're all set to march when it comes to the vaccine. We have great therapeutics that are testing very well. And we have great vaccines from incredible companies, Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer and Merck and all of these great companies. And they're doing very well. And the delivery system is all set. Logistically, we have it.
He's going to mention hydroxychloroquine.
He didn't.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
So there, I don't want to play anymore.
Do you feel better?
Do you feel better, everyone?
Though? I mean, there is a plan. We're ready to move with this vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
We've got great therapy.
And we believe that.
Yeah.
We believe you're ready to go when there's a vaccine. We totally believe that.
Let me lap it up. You know, geez.
Senate Republicans, including Lindsey Graham.
Yay!
suggested.
Doggy, you got to be careful, man.
Are dismissing Trump's suggestion but to delay the elections.
Yeah, yeah.
Lindsey Graham said, I have concerns about mail-in ballots being the exclusive way to cast votes. I don't believe we should delay the elections. I want to reopen the economy in a sound way. I want people to go back to school safely.
Well, good, good, good. Thank you, Lindsey.
All those young people playing basketball, shirts and skins.
How are they going to do that, though? Does he have a plan?
In South Carolina, we had a very large primary in June, and we were able to do it in person. I think we could be able to do it safely and vote in person in November.
But their numbers are different than Florida. Their numbers aren't great, though, right? South Carolina is a little better than Florida.
So the Republicans are like, oh, it's no big deal. Trump, yeah. You know, he's just trying to point out. They're jumping on what he's saying. He's just trying to point out. I just did it to cause a reaction. And now everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
But Trump, and these all these questions, he never came out and said, no, I don't mean we should delay the election.
Yeah.
He said, hey, everybody's talking about how bad mail-in votes are now.
You know, oh my God. You know, Barack Obama would be giving speeches right now about what our plan is. Normal leaders would be doing something that's not like, you know, sending thugs into cities to beat people up.
Right.
You know,
right. Possibly.
Listen, we're sick. We're sick. You know, we're protesting. And then Trump says, oh, okay. I'm going to say racist shit, and then I'm going to send a bunch of thugs to scoop people up and throw them in vans and fuck with them. God.
And that's only for his base.
Yeah.
He thinks it's going to work. He thinks he's going to win over the suburban white women.
I think
By terrifying them, literally saying it in yesterday's tweet about you're living your suburban dream. Don't worry. I took away that Obama thing where they said they're going to let the blacks live near you.
Oh, God.
Don't worry.
Deplorables. Let me ask you something. Do you think people of color want to live around you? Anyone? Does anyone want to live around you?
I'm okay with that.
God. You fucking dickheads. Oh, shit.
We got to get going, everyone. Yay. Enjoy the rest of your day, evening, etc. Let's do it again tomorrow for Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to speak in tongues now, Bo Monesby.
Let's make some money.
Oh, my.
Oops.
We're 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern on the Eastern time. Fuck it. Then we're on iTunes and your favorite podcasting apps and all that bullshit.
Yes.
Ryan's doing some stuff on the internet. Find out what. Go to his website, RadarComedy.com. His Instagram is at Radar Comedy. His Twitter is at Radar Comedy. Or his Facebook page, Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vial on Twitter or Instagram at Vial Experience. Oh, so freaking Vial.
Hang in there. We'll do it again. Mañana, everybody.
Right-winging, bitter, clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religions, and our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.